Welcome back to Random Chat. Of course, I'm your host, the only host, Joe.
Oh, the only host. So me and Miranda.
Our co-host.
Can we leave
now? Co-host. Uh-huh. I run the ship. You guys are like the right hand, left hand people.
No, you're just salty right now. That's what you are.
I'm always fucking salty. You know, we're doing this like how many days late?
Really late.
We're doing this really late. Like 4 days late.
To be fair, like when we started initially recording this episode, like all of us got sick.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Like we have like 20, 30 minutes of it done. And then like we all got sick. Dakota got tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
I went to college.
Yeah, Miranda went college, back. So she is here via phone.
Yeah, so now we got to restart the whole fucking recording.
We can tell them about the new things that's happened.
I don't know.
So
we got a dog.
Yes, we got a dog.
You will hear him whine because he is in a kennel in another room because I feel like yelling at a dog.
Yeah, because we have a cat and he's still learning to be good with the kitty because our kitty does not like to be played with and the dog thinks that the cat's his best friend.
Yes.
But the kitty played with Patches. Well, the kitty, like, messed up Patches.
Yeah, the cat tried to fight Patches. He did not play with your dog.
This dog's bigger than your little rat.
Like, switch.
Miranda, you have some feedback going on.
You got some breaking up. You're like, you're breaking up something.
Yeah.
Horribly.
I don't know what it is. I'm in the room by myself.
Open a window?
Wait. Is that better?
No.
Now it sounds like an echo.
Yeah.
That made it worse. Yeah. Don't do that again.
I just took my charger off.
I don't think it was the charger.
No.
Your phone's old, so it might be janky and breaking.
It's not that old, I don't think.
It's old, janky, and breaking.
Ah.
Oh my goodness.
How old is your phone, Miranda? 30 years?
No! I'm not even 30 years old.
It almost sounds like she has one of those wrappers.
Yes. It sounds like you're about to go into a tunnel.
Hold on, Miranda. I'm going to hang up and call you back and see if that works, okay?
Yeah, we'll hang up.
Okay, let's...
But, yeah, we'll recontact her. But besides that, you know, we're talking about Odin today while we get Miranda on the phone.
Yep.
We're trying this Odin round 2.
Yep. Is she not going to answer?
I'm going to be salty.
She was just on the phone.
We were just on the phone. Now she's not going to answer us.
Okay, any better?
Yes. We thought for sure you were not going
to
answer us.
Yeah, we're about to be like, she's just on the phone.
Like, I'm trying to fill in filler time while we're trying to call you back.
Like you said, my phone is old, so it takes a little bit, like a few seconds to answer.
Miranda, just update your phone like everyone does.
Like, literally, I think her phone, like, the actual phone itself is, like, from 2014, 2015.
Oh, wow.
That's very possible.
And she just gets new phones,
no,
like, through Boost Mobile.
No, it's only, like, a year or two old.
No, it's older than a year or two, because you keep on getting new phones through Boost Mobile because you break them. I'm talking about the original phone design when it was released.
Oh, the original, yeah, because they stopped the one I have right now.
That's sad when they stop your phone. They're trying to tell you, yo, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. You get your new fucking phone and you're going to like it.
That's what we'll get her for her birthday. We'll just buy her a new phone.
No. We'll give her some money to get her a new phone.
If I'm getting like a new phone, I think I might want to try a iPhone.
Oh, that's what I did.
Yeah, we can do iPhone. And then, you know, all three of us has iPhones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could, like, FaceTime instead of call.
Yep. Baby likes to FaceTime a bunch of people.
Yes.
Does baby really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he will, too.
He tries to FaceTime my dad, and he FaceTimes Alexis and everything.
Ah, nice. How does he do that? Just kind of hits buttons on the phone?
Yeah, and somehow he says FaceTimes them. Yeah.
FaceTime from Dakota, you see his baby mouth.
Yep.
Because he likes to eat the phones.
Yeah, so all of a sudden you see his tongue in the camera. Like a nom nom nom.
I believe it. I think he chewed like my phone so much that it put like so many germs on it or whatever. And it like won't come off. Like the bottle like dried up. And I'm like, that's gross.
No, that might be your germs too, Miranda. Don't blame my baby.
I'm not the one that's eating my phone.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So let me tell you what Gray did this morning, because Joe, it hasn't learned yet, even though it's almost been a year. So he got baby last night and changed him in the middle of the night. Joe did not feel like putting pants on this baby. So we wake up, it's like 7:45 because he's crying, but like, it's not a distress cry, it's his poop cry. And I look over because he stopped crying. I'm like, okay, he's done. And all I see is a bare booty. So he pooped in the playpen with no diaper on because he took it off because he didn't have pants on.
Yes. To be fair, he had a shirt on, so I figured the shirt was going to,
It does not. It does not.
But then, like, we had the diaper on him all day today. Nothing.
He did it twice. I had to redo it.
Oh, I've had him the whole time. He's not even tried to undo the diaper.
And that's because he's been sleeping.
Yeah, we all took naps today. Not Miranda.
It was a nap day. But
I took a nap too today.
Oh, yeah, nice.
To be fair, there's like a foot of snow outside, so what else are we going to do?
I enjoyed my nap. We were going to play Fortnite.
Do we get cat food?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. What the fuck are you?
I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, there's snow. We got groceries. Where's the cat food?
It's right there. Why does that fucking matter?
I don't know.
Where'd your mind go through?
I was making sure, okay? Because look, Kitty's be right here, innocent, sweet, sleeping. Man, we'll play video games after this episode.
Yes, we will.
Is this the episode where we're talking about what a piece of shit that Sammy dude is?
Sammy? No. Because Sammy Guevara, we're not getting into that
He's
right now.
He's a piece of shit.
We're not getting into that right now.
Piece of shit.
We'll do that, later.
Okay.
Because we're recording two episodes tonight, so hopefully we can start getting back on track with releasing this shit.
We're doing two?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that part.
I said that. Literally, when I was doing the two part.
Okay, so let's get started.
No. I was doing the two part. Miranda said, that's like, why are you doing the two part? And I told her. We're recording two episodes tonight. And I went two. So everyone understood. I'm doing two episodes.
Oh, is that with the two? I just heard two. And I was like, why?
Oh, yeah,
I
didn't get that from that either.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, this is no one listens to me.
Two.
Miranda, you sound very far away.
I don't know why.
She's in another county.
No, she's outside. It's like fucking like echoing out there.
My phone volume's up all the way.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know what? We'll work with it.
Oh, my speakers are also like pretty filled with debris, so.
Oh, so is my microphone, so. Yeah. This is why I wanted us to upgrade, but not yet. We upgraded for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Now we're back down to downgrading, and then we'll upgrade in a couple weeks. There's big plans come up in 2022. Like our first video podcast.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up in the works.
Yep.
In the future. We got our 1 year anniversary podcast coming up in the future.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, 1 year, Miranda.
We got baby's birthday coming up. His first birthday.
That'll be February.
Yep.
Talk about podcast
release
stuff, okay?
You
know
when, because I want to try to come up if I'm able to.
Baby is in the podcast. What do you mean?
I mean, right now we're just sitting around playing. I'm trying to hold his hand.
I'm pretty sure the only reason Jason listens to us is because Baby pops up sometimes.
He does.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, but either way.
We need to get Sadie to tell her Kalahari friends to listen to us.
We need to get everyone. Oh, yeah, by the way, I just realized Spotify now has a ranking system. So now people can give us 5 stars on Spotify.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, everywhere give us 5 stars.
Yeah, we're kind of fun.
Yes. I think this is 5-star worthy. At least a 4.25. On our bad days, 4.25.
Oh, baby, stop pulling on stuff. Baby, no!
I don't know. Sometimes we could go to 4. No. I mean, if you were, like, bored of a topic, we'll just go to 4.
Yeah, that's probably why our views are low, is because I've slept through some of the episodes.
You have slept through episodes.
See, but you know which one is still number one. Mine. I need to just do another episode about stuff I like.
Trust me, we're doing that in the future. Well, in the future. Yeah. But for right now, we're doing talks about Odin, which is also what you like.
I do like that, too.
Miranda, what do you know about Odin?
He was a god, right?
Yes. Yeah. Since, you know, we talked about it for 45 minutes before I had to delete the episode. It was about 30 minutes.
He was one of the gods, and that was a long 45 minutes that is not in my brain anymore.
Because we were almost done with it.
Yeah, I remember that. And then we was like, yeah, we're just going to be done with for today, and then just never.
Then we never went back to complete the last 10 minutes. So now we get to redo it.
Yay!
I'm sure it'll come together when we start talking about it again.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully. But before that, you know, Dakota wanted me to talk about how, you know, she locked the keys inside the apartment.
It was not me. So we walked out the door, and Joe was driving because we were going to my dad's birthday. So I didn't grab my keys. So we, like, stepped 5 feet out the apartment. We got the baby. We got the diaper bag. And I'm like, you got your keys? And he's feeling around. He's like, no. I'm like, what do you mean no? He's like, they're inside. I'm like, is the door locked? He's like, yeah. I was like, damn it. So, of course, it's a Sunday. So all the locksmiths are gone.
And the locksmith I know is out of state.
Yeah, he's out of fucking state. So we have an emergency maintenance number because we live in the apartment. So Joe calls them. They don't answer. I call them. They don't answer. So they call Joe back like 3 minutes later. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can't do it because someone had us enter an apartment and it wasn't his apartment. So we can't do it. And just like, okay, I understand. And I'm just like, no. So like he hangs up and they call me back. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the girlfriend of the guy you just called who needs the door unlocked. They're like, yeah, we understand. I'm like, no. I'm like, listen, I have a baby. And, like, you know, I had to sound desperate because I wanted them to get the thing open. So I had a fully stocked diaper bag. I'm like, listen, I have a baby. I don't have enough stuff for 24 hours. I need to get in there. We both work in healthcare. We need our scrubs. We have pets. We got to get in. I'm like, we have mail on the table that we can prove we live here. I'm like, you can even bring the cops if you want. And he's like, okay, I'll see what I could do. And I'm like, okay. So we go to my sister's house, who literally lives like 2 minutes from us. And they call Joe back like 10 minutes later. They're like, okay, we're here. And I'm like, see, Joe, you just need me to get things done. Like, I'm here to get results. And yeah, that's what happened because Joe locked the keys out of the house.
Oh, yeah. And you guys know why also today's special, not to get way off topic. We're getting up on 3 years of COVID, people.
No, it's Betty White's 100th birthday.
It is Betty White's 100th birthday.
That is why it's special.
Yes, but we're also going on 3 years of COVID.
Yay. Isn't it 2 years?
No, we've had 2 years. Now we're going to three.
Oh.
No, it's 2 years.
No, we're on the third. Like, we're going on the third year.
We're on our way. It's been 2 years.
It's already been 2 years. We've done 2 years. We're on our third right now. I said we're going on 3 years of COVID.
Technically, the end of February is like 2 years.
Oh, no. It was back in November when this started.
I'm talking about. It started, but not until it shut down.
Well, I'm not talking about lockdowns. I'm talking about when, like, COVID hit the U.S. We're right around that mark. Get up for year three, people.
COVID-19 hit the U.S.
Year three, people. Party. Whoop, whoop.
With masks while you socially distance. Yes. And get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated, people. Get the boosters.
Yep.
Or don't. You know, honestly, it's your body. I don't really care. Some people do. I know. But either way, you know, we're not talking about my libertarian views. No, Miranda, you do not understand what I have to do. Like, every time someone asks me, you know, if I like Joe Biden or Donald Trump, when I say neither, they say, well, why not? It's like, because I'm a libertarian. I don't agree with any of their policies. I agree with some policies, of course, but I don't agree with a lot of their policies because I don't think big government should be a thing.
He is literally, if you've ever seen Parks and Rec, Joe is legit a Rod Swanson.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone should be able to do whatever they want. Weed out all the, well, weed out people. I believe that big banks should not be a thing.
I mean, if we didn't have government assistance stuff, though, I probably wouldn't have had Gray because that's expensive.
Well, also, if we didn't have government assistance, it'd only be a state thing. We'd be getting paid more.
True.
So, there.
Okay, so are we? We've been talking about this for 15 minutes. So are we gonna jump into Odin?
Yeah, Nasi. I have to do all research on gods because I can't trust Miranda. And Dakota's biased.
I'm not biased. I feel like I would just go more in the direction of what I believe, but yeah.
That's bias. Yeah, that's literally the definition of being biased. Well,
I wouldn't be able to, like, tell what's fake and, like, what's not, I guess, because there's, like, the interpretations of it are different.
And I do not believe in any religion, so, you know, it all works. Yeah. Which is also a fucking hard time, I guess, if you're, you know, if you're agnostic, because then people don't understand what the fuck that means.
So, I think I made a bad choice going to a school that associates with being Mennonite.
Oh my god, yeah, because your class...
messing me up.
Your class pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, we can do a quick one about our class.
No, we won't, because I will be here for an hour.
Wait, no, but I cannot tell you how many times I have to explain to old people what an agnostic person is. And then they look at me, it's like, well, how do you explain the flood? It's like, because it was a fucking flood.
See, I just don't tell people anything because, first off, I got pregnant and I'm not married. And they'll be like, oh, do you have kids? I'm like, yeah, I have a son. And they're like, oh, are you married? And I'm like, it's like, which talk do I want to get? Do I want them to call me a whore because I'm not married? Or do I want to say yes and lie?
Of course you say yes and lie.
Yeah, you really lied.
Okay, but no, no, Dakota can't really talk about her religion either, because last time they went public about her religion, there was the Salem Witch Trials.
Yeah.
We're not doing that again.
No.
Either way.
There was a witch trials?
Salem Witch Trials, Miranda.
Do you not know?
I don't think she knows.
Yeah, that's our next episode. One after this, we'll do a quick research thing because we know.
We're not doing the quick research.
Yes, we are.
We will do in the future.
We
will
can
do
we go to Salem? Like, could that be our vacation this year?
But we will do an immediate future episode of Salem, but that is not next episode.
Why?
Why? Because I am not about to sit here and do research.
I'll do it right now on the phone.
I do not trust you doing research. Okay, either way, we're taking a break. Come back, Odin.
Yes.
And we're back. We gave Miranda a brief history of what the Salem Witch Trials were.
Yeah, because she knew nothing.
Well, I think she knew, but she didn't know what to call it.
Yeah. I want to go to Salem, though.
Yeah?
Can we go there for our honeymoon instead?
You want me to go to a witch place for a honeymoon?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that, so I shall get continuing. So,
what do you mean?
Odin was a god. Is a god. Shall be a god.
Is a god.
He is a god. In some cultures. Because, you know, not everyone believes in Odin.
Your phone keeps going in and out of charging.
Yes, it's called I Gotta Clean the Charging Port. Thank you for letting everyone know how messy my phone is.
I'm just saying.
Either way, so we'll already asked Miranda what she knows about Odin. Dakota, you know too much about Odin to really ask.
Yeah, no, we won't have an episode if I talk about it.
Yes. So
but
I'm gonna,
don't you know?
Well, she doesn't know what she doesn't know.
A lot, like, from what I've seen, though, like, this will just be a brief thing of, like, personality-wise, some, like, there's this, excuse me, Gray, there's, like, some people who work with them, and they're like, yeah, he's really great, and there's some people who are like, he's really intense. So, I don't know, I don't personally work with him. I could see why he would be intense, because he's, like, a pretty main deity.
I do not work with him, I do not know what that means, so...
Does it mean, like, worship him?
Yeah. But when you, like, in, like, witchcraft, though, when you, like, worship, like, stuff like that, you can work with them. So it's, like, they help with, like, your tarot cards. They help with your spells, like.
All right. So how about we do this?
Yeah.
We'll save that for another episode.
Well, she asked. And you said you didn't know what worked with Bet either, so.
And I thought you. I knew you didn't go out there with a fucking shovel and, like, help dig something, like a garden, but, you know.
Some people do.
The god's not helping. That's just said the god taking credit for all the work, like he does with the fucking Sky Daddy does with surgeries.
Well, some people will, like, plant herbs in, like, their honor and stuff and put on their altar.
Okay. Cat literally has his tongue stuck out and I'm not okay.
He shook his head. It's back in.
I don't know how I thought about that, but his tongue was literally sticking out. I don't know why.
It's so cute. It's like a little bloop. Okay, I'm gonna go back to buy chips. You go ahead and
start. Okay, yes, but no, I already did the research. I gotta start saying
it. Well, say it.
Dakota thought it was wrong.
Yeah.
I was. And then I proved her wrong.
Well, I wasn't wrong. I just thought there was a different name.
It is not a different name. I will butcher every name. We're going to just say keep out of that.
I probably will a little too. Okay, so. Odin, described as an immensely wise, one-eyed old man, Odin has by far the most varied characteristics of any of the gods and is not only the deity to call upon when war was being prepared, but is also the god of poetry, of the dead, of ruins, and of magic. So he got a long list of what he can do.
Yes.
Okay, his exact nature and role, however, are difficult to determine because of the complex picture of him given by the wealth of archaeological and literary sources. I've actually heard a lot of this when I was, because I'm on, like, witch talk.
Yes.
They actually said that Odin was the original, like, idea that Santa was based on because of, like, what he wrote around it and what he looked like.
Yeah. We learned later on in the episode what he wrote around it and stuff like that.
Yep. Okay. The Roman historian Tacitus stated that the Teutons, I don't even know if that's how that's pronounced. Okay. The day was identified with Wednesday's, Woden's Day. There is little doubt that the god Woden, the earlier form of Odin, was meant. Through Woden was worshipped I don't know how to spell.
All these spellings are correct, I promise.
Uh-huh. There is not sufficient evidence of his cult to show whether it was practiced by all the Teutonic tribes or to enable conclusions to be drawn about the nature of the god. You know what? Whoever wrote this website, I'm going to have a talk with them because they can't spell and it's making me a little upset. Okay. Later literary sources, however, indicated that at the end of the pre-Christian period, Odin was the principal god of Scandinavia. From earliest times, Odin was a war god, and he appeared in heroic literature as the protector of heroes, fallen warriors that joined him in Valhalla.
Now, where's Valhalla at?
That's basically, like, their heaven.
Ah.
Because a lot of people believe that that's where they go when they die. Well, thank you, baby.
Did you go to Valhalla?
Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Valhalla. Like, Valhalla.
That's okay. It's not, but okay.
That's what you just said. Valhalla.
Okay.
Holla, holla.
Stop it.
That reminds me of Teddy Long.
The wolf and the raven were dedicated to him. So his magical horse Sleipnir had 8 legs, teeth inscribed with runes, and the ability to gallop through the air and over the sea. So that's where they kind of got, like, the Santa and the sleigh thing.
So how do you get from 1 horse to 8 horses or reindeer?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we did the episode on Santa.
Yeah, but you never mentioned Odin. I think I learned about it after the episode.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't want to do it just because I knew when we did Odin, we can bring it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, next. In appearance, he was a tall old man with a flowing beard and only 1 eye. The other he gave in exchange for wisdom. He was usually depicted wearing a cloak and a wide-brimmed hat and carrying a spear.
Now, see, I knew about the one eye thing and stuff like that because I played God of War. So, like, for people who don't know, I don't know who would know, it's a PlayStation franchise of games. And it literally goes over, like, it goes over the God of War and while he goes to battle.
Is he supposed to be Odin?
I forgot his name off the top of my head, but I know he has a one-eyed person with him.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who don't know because I don't play that game.
Well, you know, I was going to play it one night, but it needed a large update. I did not feel like waiting for it, so I played something else.
Okay.
But either way, I think he'd like watching the game.
Probably. Okay. Odin's role of All-Father, or Father of the Gods, is more of a literary theme from later sources, seemingly influenced by Christians' names for gods, than an actual reflection of his status in Viking Age societies. Skaldic poetry, Viking Age, pre-Christian poetry, mainly heard at courts by kings and their retinues, for instance, name Baldur, Thor, and Vali as Odin's son, Later on the 13th century CE, Icelandic author Snorri Snorlason also adds Heimdall, Tyr, Bragi, Vidar, and Hodr to the list.
So that's a lot of sons.
Yes.
Yeah, so we learn that, like, I know I have it in there, the difference between the Marvel and the actual what people believe in.
Yeah.
And we can talk about where they, you know, differ.
They differ a lot.
They do.
Yeah.
Because this Odin sounds like a badass.
Yeah. Well, Odin is a badass.
Yes. The other one just sounds like an old man.
Incidentally, despite him being married to Frigg, a lot of these sons are from different mothers, and Odin appears in many stories as a womanizer. Even boasting of his affairs, remnants, and perhaps inspired by Zeus from Greek mythology. I was literally about to be like, this man, he likes Zeus.
No, I got it in there, Dakota.
Zeus literally gets in trouble with his penis all the time.
No, not Zeus.
Yes, he does.
I was watching a Saturday Night Live bit about Greek gods. And it's pretty funny.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I only know what I've watched about the Greek gods, and I've watched Percy Jackson.
Yeah, I figured that was it. I knew as soon as she said what she watched, it was going to be Percy Jackson.
I've never seen Percy Jackson.
First off, the books are so much better.
I've never read a book of Percy Jackson or watched a movie.
I have every single book. Yeah. Every single book.
I've watched the movies. I've not read the books.
You haven't watched the book yet, Brenda?
I think I have all the books except The Last Trials of Apollo.
I like watching the movie first and then going back to the book.
No, it's trash. Movies are trash. Especially the second one.
That was my favorite one.
You haven't even seen it, so shut up.
Well, it's like some people get shocked by this, and I tell them, I was like, I don't even like Star Wars. I've tried to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not a Star Wars fan either. No. I like Baby Yoda. He a cutie.
It's just a character.
He a cutie, though.
Eh.
Okay.
He looks like Yoda.
It's a baby. Most babies are cute.
Yeah, everyone loves babies.
Yeah.
Okay. More tangible is Odin's function as the god of war. Despite his grisly look, he was never actually depicted as a warrior. That, rather, was Thor's thing. But was called upon when war was being prepared to hand out advice and special gifts. Okay, that's kind of like what people do now. Like, they go to the gods to ask for help before they're about to...
Yeah.
And also, it makes sense because a lot of people, like, do, like, ruins on their face when they're going to go into war and everything. Yep. So, yeah.
So, he wasn't in the battle.
No, he helped beforehand.
Yes.
He almost sounds like the general, like, making the ideas and giving gifts.
Yes.
Okay. Because of this aspect, individual warriors are also drawn into Odin's main group of worshippers, which otherwise mostly consist of the elite. Kings, chieftains, and poets. Why do you got poets at war?
I have no idea. I was wondering the same thing.
Why you got poets?
I was wondering the same thing, but then I was like, you know what, we'll just fucking roll with it.
Yeah, okay. Norse mythology is the body of mythology practiced in Scandinavia, which includes Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Stemming from paganism, woot woot, and continuing after the introduction of Christianity.
Oh, so Christianity was first. Oof. Oof. How's that feel?
No, it doesn't. It was just stemming from paganism and continuing after the introduction of Christianity.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So, when Christianity came, people still practiced with Norse gods.
Yes.
And let me tell you, these people are very, like, dedicated to the Scandinavian, like, witches I've met and talked to. They are very dedicated.
To this day, they are still very...
Yeah. Like, their wedding ceremonies are gorgeous.
I don't know. I've never seen one.
I have. A lot of people film them, and they are gorgeous.
All the research was... Jesus Christ.
You rude, kid.
All the research was literally watching a bunch of YouTube videos about it, you know, reading online articles, stuff like, you know, the usual.
See, this is why you need me.
Yes.
Because you need me to get the good stuff. Like, this is good, too, but we need actual people. Like, I'm pretty sure I could have, like, called, like, four different people and they could have elaborated a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay. In Valhalla, Odin sits on his throne called, oh my gosh... Hildiskulf? I can't pronounce
apologize
that.
Apologize to anyone.
From where he watches over the nine realms. Odin sought further knowledge in the ruins, the letters of the runic alphabet. To achieve this, he hung from a tree with a spear in his side for 9 days and nights without food or drink. He often used ruin to practice wizardry. Ruins are, like, huge. A lot of people, they get them on their fingers.
So what are ruins for, you know, us who do not know?
They're, so you know how people in, like, Christianity use crosses, like, that's, like, their sign?
Yes.
So people use ruins for, like, protection and different things. A lot of people carve them into their candles. And a lot of people, a lot of people now are putting them on their fingers.
So how would you describe like a symbol of a ruin?
There's so many. There's literally hundreds. But the thing is right now is a lot of them are used interchangeably through different, like... Like, there's a Norse one, but in Greek it means something completely different, so it all depends.
Ah.
Mostly people use them for, protection. Excuse me! I'm talking!
Okay, but you said, like, it's on their fingers, so is it, like, a tattoo?
Yeah, people are getting them tattooed on their fingers, is what I meant.
Okay.
But, yeah, you don't have to get them, like, on your body. Some people carve them into candles. Some of them, when they are cleansing their houses, they'll, like, use, like, water and smoke to kind of draw out the ruins.
So, like, what, they have a misting bowl and smoke? Or how does that work out?
Well, if you use incense, you just move the stick. And then some people just, like, put their hands in, like, water and then just, like, write it on, like, mirrors and stuff.
Ah. Yeah, you don't do all that, do you?
I don't use ruins yet, because I haven't, like, figured out which ones I want to use. Because certain ones are used for certain gods, too. Okay. Together with Freya, the goddess of love and war, Odin possessed the souls of slain warriors. The half that belonged to him found a final resting place in Valhalla, his palatial home with 640 doors. They were brought here by Odin's daughter, the Valkyries, who met them on the battlefield. That's a lot of doors.
It is.
Also, though, like, okay, so him and Freya are both the, like, gods and goddesses of war. Sure. Why the fuck would you cheat on someone who is also a god of war?
Well, I mean, once we'll find out later on, like, through our, going through episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we will be doing more gods episodes. There's a lot of god of wars. It just matters what you believe.
Yeah.
It's like, because we are doing more gods.
Yeah.
It just matters when, not if, type of deal.
Yeah. Okay, we ready?
Yep.
So this is the last one under powers, and then we move into the Marvel Universe. So yes. Odin had a never-ending quest for wisdom. Sometimes after he sacrificed his eye, he also took possession of Mjolnir's head when Mjolnir was decapitated by the Vanir.
It was Mjolnir. That was who was in the game. Because I completed the whole game. I remember the name.
Okay, cool. A rival tribe.
Sorry, I just interrupted that whole thing, but yeah.
Wait an hour. Okay. The computer wanted to update, and I was like, no.
It didn't want to do that. I just forgot to do it.
The head would tell him secrets and give him advice. So in the game, is it a head?
Yes.
Oh.
So it's a head that the god of war carries on his back.
Oh.
But yeah, he gets it after he goes up to the mountain.
Okay. So now we're going to move into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay, but first, before we move into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, did you learn anything new about Odin?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know he cheated on his wife.
I'm pretty sure almost all the gods did.
Yeah, I think there was just one big orgy thing going on.
Oh my gosh.
Just saying.
Hades and Persephone were pretty loyal to each other.
Okay, so they just weren't invited to the swinger party.
Wow. 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 Okay.
Yes.
So we're gonna move on.
Yes, we shall move
on. So, in the MCU, he is also, we do not own MCU or are sponsored by them. We just watch the movies.
We do watch the movie. I mean, I don't think we're owned by it. I think they kind of figure we're not owned by Marvel.
Yeah. I mean, Disney owns everybody. It wouldn't be a big surprise.
We say too many swear words.
Yeah.
To be owned by Disney. We swear more than The Simpsons.
Eh. So in the MCU, he is heavily underpowered. He's shown as a simpler man who acts a distance and, in all honesty, doesn't really do much.
He really doesn't. I don't know how many Thor movies you watch, but he does not do a whole lot.
He's more of, like, a strict dad.
Yeah.
In, like, the MCU.
Yeah, not really a all-powerful god.
Yeah. There are many gimmicks of the Norse Odin that we have never seen in the MCU. For example, his famous and trusted magical spear named Gungnir, his symbolic eight-legged horse Sleipnir, also Loki's child, or his faithful talking ravens Hugin and Munin? Sure.
Yeah, no, he has ravens.
Yeah. His MCU family tree is very simple. He has his wife Frigg and his three children, Hela, Thor, and Loki, whereas in North mythology, Odin's family is much more complex and doesn't actually include Loki as his son. But we find out later towards this how Loki is actually involved, which, like, I didn't know this, and I was, like, super shocked.
But. Oh, yeah, but, you know, back to this real quick. Because this is the part where you wanted to yell at me.
Yeah.
In the car.
Yeah.
Because you thought I got that wrong.
Yeah. Are we good?
Yes.
Okay,
cool. I just want people to know that's where you thought I was wrong, but then I was right.
Yeah. His first partner, Frigg, was mother to three of his six children, Hermod, messenger of the gods, Hod, the blind son, and Baldur, the god of light, purity, and summer. His second partner was named Gord, and she was the personification of Earth. She birthed Odin's three children, Tyr, god of war, Melanie, god of travel, and the most famous Thor, the god of thunder. Possibly the most surprising difference is that neither Hela or Loki were ever Odin's children in the real mythology.
Yes.
Loki was his blood brother, and Hela was actually Loki's daughter. So, this is what I looked up, because I looked into, like, the Loki thing. So, Loki and Odin basically have, like, been in each other's lives for a very long time. And they became blood brothers, and basically they have this oath now until the end of time that they have to protect each other, like, nice. Through their whole entire lives.
But, you know, Frigg is another name of for Odin's wife, before we start getting backlash. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Gray does not agree with the name, but I promise you it is the real name. I looked it up to prove Dakota wrong.
Yeah, I just think it's weird how, like, in the MCU they made Loki his son.
I know. I think they did more because that's how the comics are, too.
Yeah.
When Stan Lee did it.
Well, how I've looked at people who, like, worship Odin and Loki, and their candles kind of, like, battle. Like, their flames kind of, like, I don't know. It's almost like that, like, sibling bond where you, like, fight each other all the time, but you have to protect each other. So,
that's how. Wait, Loki is the... He's one of the powerful people in, like, the Avengers, whatever, right?
And Loki is an actual god.
Oh.
He's the god of mischief. he is in, like, the Avengers movies, but Loki is his... Loki is a whole big thing to unbox.
We will get into him in a future episode.
Yeah, all I know is he really loves sweets and dragon's blood.
Ooh, I like sweets.
Yeah.
I don't like dragon's blood.
The scent?
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves it, and he likes candy and stuff. I love
candy. I'm about to go get some candy since we're not recording.
But, yeah. Oh. Well, you don't really, but okay.
Either way, Miranda, I'm glad you learned a lot. Dakota, I'm glad you learned some things.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing these to let people learn. If I can't even make the great Dakota learn about a god, you know, I will take that as a victory in my book.
Sure.
Yes. Because I had Dakota help me do the, go over my research.
Yeah, because there were some things that needed fixed. I'm just going to start editing it because you can't type.
Listen, I was rushing this episode, I remember, because I was rushing typing because I knew Miranda was leaving. I wanted to get the episode out.
And we still didn't. Because we all got sick.
Yeah. You know, acts of gods happen.
I got better, though.
I think I was only sick for 2 days.
I was sick for, like, 2 weeks.
I was sick for, like, 2 days, and that was it.
Yeah.
Right. Which wasn't good because it made me think I had COVID.
And now Miranda might actually be coming home because she might actually have COVID.
We're doing
so that we could all record here.
We're doing a lot more recordings.
Yeah.
Because Miranda has COVID, she's coming here for sure. Because, you know, I can still work in COVID unit.
And our dog is vaccinated, so there you go.
Yeah, did you guys know that a dog can be vaccinated of COVID?
How can a dog be vaccinated?
I have no idea, but she somehow got him, like, vaccinated.
And it's a nasal spray.
Oh, yeah, it is the nasal spray.
Because we got our dog from a vet tech, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, she got him all the shots, all the vaccines. All they gotta do is get him fixed.
Yeah. Which is, like, almost $300.
Unless we wait a couple months.
Yeah. So, I mean, tell your friends to watch it, because then we can pay for it that way.
Yes.
It'll be podcast sponsored. He'll be our little mascot.
Yes. I think here soon I'm going to be in the works of getting another podcast sponsor. I'm in the works. It just matters what happens in the immediate future.
I don't know about this.
I know you don't know about this.
Oh my.
I wanted to flag.
We can talk about technical difficulties.
Yes. I think that's why this episode's going to come out later, because technical difficulties.
Yep. Okay, so you want to take us out?
Yeah, we'll start taking us out. This is a shorter episode, actually.
Yeah.
Did I expect it to be this short?
It's going to be like 50 minutes still.
Yeah, by the time we do all the
outros.
It's
better than last time, because last time it was only 45.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this is going to be around 45.
Yeah, so tell all your friends to listen to us, because I'm working on another... Not Sirens episode, but it is a couple other things that people are talking about.
Yes, and as soon as Dakota does the research, we'll start doing them.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. Miranda, you got anything working on? Want them to follow you anywhere?
They can follow me on Instagram. Marpando1001.
Dakota, you still don't have anything going on yet, right?
No, I'll probably start on Twitch this week.
Are you?
Yeah. So I'll be Dakota Storm 97.
Nice. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Follow the group page and the actual page. Give me a Chat Podcast on Facebook. Follow us on Spotify. You now give us 5-star ratings on Spotify. So do it. Do it now. Actually, yeah, stop the... Yeah, pull out your phone. I don't care if you're working or, you know, fucking do whatever you gotta do. Driving, I do not care. Pull out your phone.
Oh my God, do not encourage unsafe driving.
I do not care. Turn off the car mode if you need to. Rate us 5 stars.
There is no car mode.
Yes, there is on Spotify. There's a car mode.
Is okay. There really?
Yes, oh, there's a car mode on Spotify.
What do you mean? Stuff like that.
Your phone's so old, it doesn't fucking recognize car mode.
No, I'm just an old person by heart.
Okay, either way, let's see. Apple Podcasts.
Tell anywhere you can, to play anywhere. You could literally listen to it anywhere.
Work at an old folks' home, they have Amazon Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play Miranda's Chat. Next thing you know, all the old people can listen to us.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I almost did that at work.
No.
I almost did.
No.
I believe that.
While they're eating dinner, I do not care. I'll do that in my family.
I honestly believe that. Do you think they would actually listen to it?
No.
No, they're going to fire me. But either way, yeah, I almost did it. Facebook, you can listen to us. On our actual page, it drops the thing, so you can scroll through Facebook. And listen to us.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So you have no excuse.
And we are going to go out now.
Because even your grandma has a Facebook. She can listen to us.
Tell everyone to listen to us. There we go.
Literally everyone.
Okay.
We're giving a $5 reward for every person you ring.
You are a liar.
I am a liar.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.